You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? You know, in Japan, a special countdown marks the arrival of spring's most precious harvest. And this one day, it's so important, it has its own name tied to luck, farming, and, of course, tea. It's called Hachichu Hachija. This day marks the traditional end of late spring frosts, a really crucial signal for farmers. And its cultural importance runs deep. See, the double A makes it an especially lucky day. Well, this 88th night is the traditional start of the most anticipated harvest of the entire year. We're talking about the harvest of shinsha. Shinsha is made from the youngest, most tender leaves. It's literally the very first flush of the season. Okay, so what makes this new tea so special? It's not just freshness, the secret is all in the science. So after a long winter's rest, the plant's stored energy creates this totally unique chemistry, and this leads to a huge difference in the taste profile compared to later harvests. It's pretty amazing. In fact, shinsha has about 3 times more theanine. That's what gives it that signature sweetness. The result is this vibrant, full-bodied flavor, unlike any other tea you'll have all year. So why all the excitement every year? Well, besides the amazing taste, shinsha is a fleeting treasure. All this makes it one of the most sought-after seasonal products in Japan. People go crazy for it. So every single cup is a truly limited edition taste of that specific spring season. For so many in Japan, the answer is shinsha. A delicious, fleeting moment of renewal. Thanks for watching. If I missed anything, leave any comments or questions below, and see you in my next video. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.